So we've talked about this PNF concept. Okay, can I stretch any muscle or facilitate the lengthening any muscle with this? Yes, absolutely. We're working on the spine right now, right? Who's my volunteer with tight quads? So we talked about the rectus femoris being this quad head that attaches here on the pelvis and into the knee, right? And it's responsible for a lot of dysfunction in the leg. If it's tight, it's the number one cause of kind of patellar femoral problems and dysfunction in the knee. If it's tight, it's going to pull the pelvis into this anterior tilt where my pelvis is a bowl of water and this thing is tight. It's going to end up tucking me forward a lot and dragging me into some bad positions. What am I talking about is that we're going to see if her butt moves as I start to flex the quad. So tell me when you start to see her butt shift sideways. Yeah, you see that early? So what I'm feeling on the leg is actually early resistance. There's a little resistance down here. And what I'm feeling is that quad starting to wind up. That's the end range. How do we grade this? Heel to butt is A. One fist, B. Two fists, C. Right? So where is she? She's kind of in that C range, right? Do you see that? C minus. Yeah, let's be honest. You suck. Right? Can I overpress? Oh! And if I do that, you're going to see her knee fly out sideways. Right? Pull that knee in tight. Come straight. I just go gentle with this. But bam, that's how that feels. And so one of the things, this is called Eli's test. And as that leg butt starts to go across, I know that that rectus is tight. And now I start to see the whole quad. And where do you start to feel this?
My back.
What? In her back. Why? Because this tight quad is dragging her into pelvis forward. Anterior pelvic tilt, which does what? Puts her into extension. And so now you can see how, oh man, this is a person who's never going to have a flexion problem. She's always going to have an extension problem. She's going to be overextended. And if you have tight hamstrings, this is you. If you have tight quads, this is you, right? Easy assessment. Dude, we have a problem here, right? Okay, other side. Now watch this. If we exaggerate, so that's the end, what happens if I just put her into a little hip extension? Oh! This is a position we live in, a little extension all the time, right? Can everyone agree that our hip ends up behind us sometimes? Oh! Remember, this is a two-joint muscle. So if I take a little bit more tension at the hip, can you see that it limits her flexion even more? So, do we have a quad problem or do we have a hip quad problem? Yeah, right? Does that make sense? I don't understand it. I can press that over. Look, it's there, right? She's okay there. Hold her butt. Like, so now her back's not being crushed there, right? You feel the difference? Now she just feels, so I'm holding her open so she's not extending, and I can just press her quad. But what's really the problem, because it's a two-joint muscle, is not that her quads are horrific. What's horrific? That rectus femoris. That hip muscle, that quad that crosses the hip and the knee. And now what are we seeing? Oh, want to cry mercy yet? No. Right? That is one of the main problems that we see, this proximal hip, this anterior hip tightness, and it's that rectus. So if I'm short here on this side of the joint because this rectus is a little bit short, and I happen to be near the strongest muscle in the body, which is the butt, and that butt extends the hip violently, butt, right? What happens to the little old kneecap when I take all the slack up here? It goes into big compression. Where are you going to win this battle? The big muscle up here is going to win the battle. It's going to allow that hip to extend. You said extend. What's happening to her kneecap? It's just being compressed, right? So I have a twofold problem again. So how do I deal with this, right? Well, here's our assessment. I'm feeling through tension through range. Not so bad on this side, and then it just kind of builds up. There's my little quick check. That's a problem. I can put, if I'm stretching her as a friend, I can put her hand here right on the back of her butt, and I can say, take a deep breath. Bring your knee to the table. Bring your knee to the table. Release. No, just bring your knee straight down, right? Look, I'm doing PNF stretching again, right? Take a big breath. Bring your knee to the table. Bring your knee to the table. I'm just holding her. Release. She's doing all the work straight down. We're getting closer, huh? Big breath. Knee to table. Should be no back pain with this. And release. right? Big breath, knee to the table. Tight, 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 tight. Release. Now, look, we're getting closer, right? And that there's that test. We just change like 2 degrees, right? That make a difference. Does that make sense? Cool. So, look, gang, is there a right and wrong way? Should it hurt your back when you stretch? Negative. Should it hurt joints when you stretch? Negative. What if I set you up in this perfect planar stretch and it doesn't stretch anything? Is that effective? No. Right now, one of my favorite stretches is this. I wind way up and I'm like, oh, there it is. Look, I had to get into some horrible position to have access to the part of my hip that gets tight, right? That's what I'm asking you to do, is to put your thinking cap on, okay? That quad assessment is boom, right? It's a quick screen. You're just like, hey, man, your quads are tight. I'm going to show you guys how to stretch them on your own in a second, but I want to show you a kitchen table stretch with your friends, okay? So turn on your back. So what you do is you have your friends sit at the edge of the table. Okay, all the way to the edge. You're going to pull this knee to your chest. And I help her rock back. Extend that leg out. Okay, and I'm going to pull her all the way to the edge again. Right? This is why you lift heavy weights.
Hey, are you feeling heavy?
You're not that heavy. Anytime one of our athletes is like, I feel fat, I'm like, you're not that fat. I feel slow, you're not that slow. So her back is flat. What's going on with this leg? Right? Where should this leg be? 90-90-90 at least, right? So here's a quick assessment with this, which is called Thomas test, kitchen tables, quad test, whatever you want to call it. What you need to know is this is a quick, easy way to assess this. Look, if her quad is up high, what's short here? Yeah. Psoas. That's exactly right. So psoas is tight here. If the leg is extended, that's rectus femoris. If the leg is bent out, this little piece of muscle that attaches the IT band is called the TFL, tensor fascia lata, and it's a quick 1, 2, 3. So if she's tight through the anterior part of the hip here, it's a quick screen to say, hey, look how tight her psoas is, look how tight her rectus femoris is, look how tight her TFL is, right? And what I should be is, even just sitting here, it's starting to drop down a little bit. So watch what I'm going to do. I wind up her leg. Oh. Right? I can push in. I say, hey, take a deep breath. Hold, don't let me move you. Hold, don't let me move you. Push, 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 push. Off like a light switch, click. Take her to that new end range. Take a big breath. Belly tight. Hold into my hand, don't let me move you. Tight, 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 tight. Release. Okay? So she should be 90 degrees with the leg, 90 degrees with the hip easily. Take a big breath, push into my hand, push, 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 push. Release, a little bit further, okay? Retest her, that's better, isn't it? Yeah, just quickly. So this is a kitchen table quad test that you can do. It's the equivalent of having someone stretch out your quads. Does that make sense?